Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? Nez back. East Society Podcast, 31 Days of Horror. This might be a quick one. Shout out to Rachel. She suggested that I watch this movie. It's a film, a part of Hulu's Into the Dark. And this is a film that came out in 2019. And this is I'm Just Fucking With You. It's directed by Adam Mason. And this stars, he was a McPoyle in Sonny and Philly. Carrie O'Donnell, Hayes MacArthur, Jessica McName, I think. John Marshall Jones, and Charles Halford. All right. A pair of siblings suffer through a night of frightening practical jokes during their stay at a secluded motel. All right. I'm not going to give away the ending. I think you guys should watch this movie. It started out as kind of like a dark comedy, and then I can see why it's in this Into the Dark and Hulu's little horror themed films that they make. This one was actually pretty good. At first I was like, I don't know anybody in this, and then McPoyle popped up on the screen. I only call him McPoyle because that's who he was in Sonny and Philly. I can't remember his actual name on the show. He was the one that's always going fist bump. Jan McPoyle, that was his name. And I just remember he had that fake eye. And I also believe he was in that first season of Westworld, if I can remember right. But I'm just kind of going through his IMDb. He was in Westworld, wasn't he? I'm pretty sure he was. I don't remember him in Sons of Anarchy, but he was in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. I don't even remember that. I haven't seen that movie in forever. But was he in Westworld? I think this is a McPoyle guy. I don't. Anyway, he's in Sunny in Philly. I know that. Excuse me. But anyway, the character Larry Adams? He's on his way to a wedding. One of his friends is getting married, but we see he's kind of like standoffish, doesn't really want to go, but has to go. His sister Rachel is also supposed to show up and go to the wedding with him. But we find out earlier in the film, in the beginning, that he is, one of those troll guys on the internet. Made a pseudonym, and he's saying all kinds of crazy things where people post pictures. Oh, here's me and my honey. And they're like, oh, you realize you're dating a whore or whatever. Just, you're just one of those anonymous guys that just says all kinds of random things on people's posts. So that's his deal with that. He just does that all the time on his phone, on his laptop and everything. But anyway, so he's on his way to this wedding. He stops and stays at the Pink Motel. All right, for all you rippers out there, the Pink Motel. It's called in the movie it was called Pink Motel and Lounge. I don't know exactly where it is. I know it's somewhere in Southern California. The only reason I know about it is because of if you guys have seen that film, Palo Alto's The Search for Animal Chin. There's a scene when the guys, the Bones Brigade, show up and they stay at the Pink Motel. And there was an empty swimming pool there, and they're just ripping up that pool. That pool's huge. But in this, it was full of water. So I assume you could stay at this place. It looks like it, I'm on a website right now. It looks like it's open, and it's in 9457 San Fernando Road, Sun Valley, California. Anyway, somewhere down south. That was the only reason I know about this film. There was also in that film Grind, another skateboard movie, and it pops up here in videos and stuff like that. They always have, not all the time, but every now and then, they have big old skate jams there, big old pool jam. empty the pool and all these rippers go out there and rip it up. So it's cool that they empty out that pool and let everyone skate it. But anyway, that's where this this movie takes place. The Pink Motel and Lounge. So he goes there and he gets there and he meets Chester. He's the guy that's working at the motel. He's sitting in the bar with this guy named Gerald, some biker guy. And they're like, he's kind of like, I just want my room. Larry seems kind of be like a germaphobe. Like, he doesn't want to shake no one's hands and all that, because he shakes Chester's hands and the other guys, and then he breaks out a wipe and wipes his hand and everything. So, but Chester's like, when he meets him, he's like, yeah, what can I do for you? And he goes, yeah, I want to get a room. And he's like, hey, all right. And then kind of points at his zipper and says, your XYZ. And means the zipper's open. So it's like, he looks down, then, I'm just fucking with you. And he starts laughing, and you have to throw the title in. So Larry's just kind of hanging out there with Chester and Gerald, and then Gerald introduced himself, and they're like, well, what are you doing here? Well, I'm just need to stay the night. I'm going to a wedding. And they're like, oh, cool, and all this. So Chester's just giving him shit the whole time, and Larry just wants to go to his room. But then, no, here, man, have a drink. So they break open the beers, and, you know, it's rude if you don't have a drink, if there's an open drink in front of you. So they're like, yeah, cool. So he kind of just hangs out with him for a little bit and just trying to get to know who Larry is. And Chester, man, he's hilarious in this whole movie. So that's where it was like a dark comedy. It was like really funny in the beginning. So Larry's just trying to, all right, I just need to get to my room. So he goes, all right, here. Because he goes, all right, it's what, $75 for the night and tax-free. And I'm like, okay, so he gives him $75. And then they start kind of talking a minute. And then later in the conversation, Chester's like, all right, man, I'm going to need that credit card because it's $75 a night. And Larry's like, I just gave you money. And he goes, he digs in his pockets and goes, no, you didn't. And he pulls out his pockets. I don't have the money. You didn't give me nothing. And Larry's like, what are you doing, man? I'm going to call the cops. You trying to rob me, this and that? And then Chester's like, I'm just fucking with you. And he goes, oh, okay. And then he gives him his room key, and then Larry goes off to his room. So Larry's just, he's in there. And then, like I said, he's a germaphobe. He gets in there, breaks out the blue light or black light, and starts shining it around the room, looking at the sheets. He changes the pillowcases. He basically cleans the whole room, bathroom and all, to where it's his, up to his liking. So then he finally kind of kicks back, pulls out his computer, starts looking at pictures of the girl that's getting married, and then we find out that he was an old flame of his. I don't think I can go to that wedding, but now I probably could, because I don't give a fuck. I'm old man, everyone. But anyway, I don't have any old flames. But anyway, they're not listening. Just kidding. Anyway, he's like, doing that, he's looking at the computer and then looking at pictures of her, and one thing leads to another, and yeah, he's got to release some stress. But then while he's laying there, the camera goes up to the ceiling and there's an air vent, and then we see that there's a camera in there and it's facing right down onto the bed. So got Larry doing whatever he was doing to himself. So he's kind of like hanging out there, and then Chester comes knocking on the door and then gives him he goes to take a shower. And then when Larry's trying to get out, the door's jammed and he's like, pounding on the door. And then Chester comes knocking on the door and giving him shit, basically holding the door closed, because he's telling him like, oh man, something happened out here. The door's jammed. And then he opens the door. I'm just fucking with you and all this. And then Larry's kind of like, all right, man, whatever. So he kind of starts talking to him again, and he had mentioned his sister was supposed to come. So he wanted to know if she had showed up, or if there was any messages or anything. And Chester's like, nah, man, no one's here. Just you and Gerald over there. And he's like, yeah, man, I don't know, man. He goes, Rachel hasn't checked in. And he's like, oh, okay. So he kind of walks away, and then he's starting to think about it, and he's like, I didn't tell you my sister's name. So he kind of like goes over to him and like, what did you do, man? Did you, he's kind of thinking, his mind goes all crazy, like, did this guy just kidnap my sister or kill her or whatever? And he's like, he goes, I never told you my sister's name. And he's like, yeah, you did. And he goes, no, I didn't. I never said her name. And he's getting ready to call, he calls the cops on him. So the sheriff shows up, and it's John Marshall Jones. He shows up, comes in, and what's going on here? And he goes, this guy did something to my sister. He won't tell me, and he knew her name, and I didn't tell him. So he's like, all right. So he kind of, while the sheriff is talking to Chester, Larry runs into the motel office, and he finds a printout of his sister's reservation. It says her name on it, Rachel Adams. And he's like, here's her name. This is how he knows, and he did something to my sister. And the sheriff's getting ready to, like, take someone to jail because he's, like, getting ready to pull out his gun. And they're arguing and screaming in like, the kitchen. And then Rachel comes showing up. Larry, what's going on? And then he turns around and sees that his sister alive. And they go, who are you? And he goes, I'm Rachel. And they're like, oh. And then Chester's looking. I'm like, well, see, I told you I didn't do nothing to her. So Larry and his sister go to the room. And they're just kind of laughing around and everything. Like, what's wrong? What's that guy's problem? And then they go, I don't know. He's just been fucking with me this whole time. So Larry comes to the door. He goes, hey, man, he has, like, two drinks. Like, hey, man, I just want to let you know that things are all right. Oh, when Larry and Chester were with the sheriff, and they were arguing, and Larry was, like, screaming at Chester, and, like, the sheriff kind of turned around, and Chester punched himself in the face like Tyler Durden. And then the sheriff turned around and goes, oh, man, he just punched me in the face. And Larry goes, no, I didn't. He did it to himself. So when the sheriff took him outside, that's when Rachel showed up. So sheriff and everything, he left. That's when Chester came to him. Hey, man, I'm just sorry, man. You just sucker punched me, and I want to let you know that everything's okay. And Larry's like, I didn't fucking hit you. So he's like, here's some drinks. And he goes, hey, why don't you guys come out and have some more drinks? And they're like, why not? So Rachel and Larry went out. And they were all sitting by the pool, and there was a bar out there. Chester was making them drinks, and they were all kind of just hanging out. And then all of a sudden, Rachel kind of passes out, and then Larry just, boom, he passes out. So they're kind of like, oh, man. So Chester slipped him a Mickey. So they're like, oh, man. They didn't know what was happening and everything. And then when they come to, oh, no, let me go back a little bit. That guy, Gerald, he kind of got into it with Larry. And then Larry just kind of went to his room, and then he heard somebody screaming. So he went outside, and Gerald was a biker. I can't remember the name of his motorcycle club. It was on the back of his vest. And he was out there screaming, what the fuck? Who did this? And then Chester came out, looked at him. Somebody drew a dick on his gas tank. He's like, oh, man. And then Chester was, I was just fucking with you. And then Chester kind of walks over to Gerald, and they kind of talking, and then they get into it. And Chester ends up killing Gerald, like stabs him in the ear and kills him. And Larry's like, oh, my God. And then that's when they were calling the cops and everything. But then, was that after the drinks or before the drinks? I can't remember. But it was, Chester ended up killing Gerald. And that's when everything started going sideways. And this is when the horror aspect comes into it. And he drugged Larry and Rachel. Larry wakes up and he's floating in the pool on one of those little floaty chairs. And then Chester's kind of talking to him. Man, you just never know about everything. He's like, where's Rachel? Where's Rachel? And he goes, I don't know, man. She went into her room. And I think you guys should see this. I'm going to stop right there. Because it took a huge turn. And I think this is when the horror aspect of it comes in. So, I mean, you kind of know who the players are, and you know who the bad guy is and everything, but there's a lot of buildup before, and a lot of it is hilarious. It's funny because Hayes MacArthur, Chester, he was hilarious every time he was on the screen, but it just got crazier and crazier until it got to the end of the movie. So I think you guys should really check this out. If you guys have Hulu, just go into the Into the Dark section and just look for I'm Just Fucking With You, because the movie's only an hour and 21 minutes. It goes by pretty quick. There's a lot of talky-talky in the beginning, but it's basically just build up to what's to come, because once it other things are revealed, I was like, whoa. I mean, so, but it was really good. I liked what was going on in this. And I know the movie's old and we usually spoil everything, but I think you guys should see this. This is something that I never really heard of. I saw the thumbnail every time I opened up Hulu and would see the Into the Dark stuff, but just never clicked on it. But shout out to Rachel again. She's the one that suggested that I watch this, and I did. And I thought it was an awesome movie. If I would have seen it back in 2019, it might have made my best of horror list of 2019, because I really did like it. It was kind of thriller, mystery, horror, loose horror, but it was a good movie. I really liked what was going on. I liked all the actors in it, the whole setting of being at the Pink Motel and everything. And I thought this film was shot really good. There's a lot of fluorescence and nice colors and everything on what's going on and everything. And I just thought the movie was awesome. It was hilarious. Now that I think of it, this isn't. I don't think this is McPoyle. I'm looking at his face. What? Oh no! That's what I seen him in. No, sorry. He wasn't Sonny in Philly. He's not McPoyle. He was Todd Clary in Wedding Crashers. He was the brother, I believe, of the bride. He was the one that goes, "Let's play tummy sticks." It was that dude. So, not McPoyle. Sorry, everyone. And he wasn't in Westworld. I'm thinking of a total different actor. But yeah, because when I was looking at this dude, Cary O'Donnell, I was like, "What the hell have I seen him in?" But now that I just looked on his IMDb, and I know it said Wedding Crashers, and I said, that's what he was in. He was younger, and I think he had, like, black hair now. And he was a weirdo in that movie. But this movie was awesome. I really loved it. I thought it was funny. And then once all the craziness starts to happen, it was really good. It was really well-paced. Again, the movie isn't very long. It flies by pretty quick. Because I was really getting into it. Next thing you know, it was over. So, but, excuse me. I really enjoyed this film. So definitely check this one out. If you guys have Hulu and, excuse me, that's going to be it this episode. Again, shout out to Rachel. Thank you so much for telling me to check this one out. Rachel, you know what I like. So if you got any other suggestions, just let me know. But all right, everyone, that's going to be it for tonight. So come back tomorrow for who knows what else. We got still got another week and a half or however long of October. So until then, everyone, till next time, everyone, be safe out there and party on.